District 1 incumbent Republican Bart Laban highlighted his business management experience, including as a banker, as key given the budget challenge before the legislature.
Our business model for the last 40 years no longer will work going forward. We need to make some tough decisions, and we need to work with everybody down there.
Asked about priority legislation, Laban pointed to a debt financing bill he sponsored.
For the municipal bond bank to allow access to the University of Alaska to refinance their debt, plus to fund the construction of regional health organizations for rural health benefits. Both would save the state of Alaska and the university money on debt refinancing and improve rural health.
Laban said there will likely be another round of budget cuts next year and possibly no permanent fund dividend. His Democratic opponent, North Star Borough Assembly member, business owner, and former KUAC radio staffer Christopher Quist contended that the budget has already been cut too much and additional revenue must be generated.
If I could have one thing pass in the new legislature, it would be a reform of our oil and gas tax structure. Regardless of the outcome of ballot measure one, even if it passes, it's far from perfect. And we need to retool our oil gas tax structure.
Quist also emphasized the need to prioritize use of permanent fund earnings, starting with education.
Going to fund our university, our flagship university here in Fairbanks, that is going to fund public education so that public schools are not adequately funded, but that they're also future funded.
In the other race featured at the forum, House District 5 incumbent Democrat and local business person Adam Wool singled out the need for a new PFD formula.
I've introduced a couple bills over the last couple of years. One was based on oil revenue. The other was to come up with a new way to divide the POMD draw, PFD being part of it, education part of it, university part of it, capital budget part of it.
Wool added that paying dividends should not be the number one priority given Alaska's current financial situation.
I would rather put that priority of education, public safety, roads, and all these things above the PFD.
Wool's Republican challenger, local business owner Kevin McKinley, expressed support for a percent of market value approach to permanent fund management, but said the state also needs a mechanism to rein in spending.
Constitutional spending cap based off of revenue. I think that we need to have some type of restraints on legislative spending.
In terms of budget cutting, McKinley suggested focusing support for the University of Alaska on the Fairbanks campus.
Have Fairbanks be the premier university and have Anchorage or UAA and UAS be satellite universities. And I think this is one way to do that because our resources are spread thin, and I think that we need to concentrate on UAF. It makes sense.
McKinley pointed to UAF's research prowess, federal grant connections, and doctoral program as key reasons it should be the primary UA campus. The Fairbanks District 1 and 5 races are among six being contested in the region. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.